We are back on Tell the Band to Go Home, our yearly Folk Fest preview, and we have the man who puts it all together, Chris Frere, on the phone. He's always working. He's working a pool party, doing some promo.
How's it going?
Are you doing some Folk Fest promo there at poolside?
Yeah. No, just at a friend's birthday party, enjoying the nice Sunday. So just getting ready for the T-shirt party at the Fairmont later tonight for all the volunteers.
That's tonight?
Yep.
I guess my crew chief, you know, Terry Wilson, he hasn't told me about that yet, so I guess
we'll have to have some kind of disciplinary action taken on that. You'll have to just get him to get your shirt for you. There you go.
All right, we'll do. All right, so Chris, what this is year number 3 for you, I guess?
Yeah.
And is it getting easier, or is it getting how does it change sort of now that you've been entrenched for a few years?
Well, the booking process has kind of become very, really obvious quite quick in terms of, you know, booking a whole bunch of discovering acts, you know, like acts people haven't heard of, which make up most of the lineup every year. That can actually come almost any time throughout the year. You could be booking those kind of acts. It's, just looking at the mid-range and the larger name acts that kind of help to build a little bit of anticipation factor for the festival from people that do want to see a bit of those names pop up on the lineup. So, mm-hmm. But it's really good. It's a fun job and festival to work for. And I travel around seeing bands like all year.
Yeah, it's a tough gig.
Which is really hard. And so I don't know. It's been an interesting learning curve over the last 3 years. So I think I kind of got it down pretty good in year 3.
You got in there. Seemed to be at a good time. The festival is in good shape financially, and it has a built-in audience that is going to keep coming, regardless of what's up there and stuff. So how has it sort of been to like? Obviously, there's sort of a formula that you have to follow there, but yet you want to put your own stamp on things as well.
Yeah, well, I think it's just it's really for me. I kind of want to leave being known for taking it somewhere a little bit different artistically, and that's where having a little bit more of even stuff that, like the Weaker Thens, or this year we have like the Ponies, who are on Matador Records, who are, I think, on the top 10 list at UMFM right now. They're a garage rock group. You know, we have Final Fantasy, who does string work for Arcade Fire. And then then at the core of it, you know, we've got like the plenty of the singer-songwriter tradition, and then bluegrass and old time. And so, yeah, so I don't know. I'm just looking forward to seeing how this all goes off, and like if I work on the daytime programming, then it comes through in spades when you go around to the stages and see how the musicians are interacting and how you set them up with each other prior to the festival, and that's what I kind of want to be known for, is really making those like musical occurrences happen during the day that are special for people, and they know that they're witnessing something that they're never gonna see again. And nobody else outside of the festival family will see again. So that's kind of it. The main stage is the main stage. I mean, it comes down to having, 19-20 acts over 4 nights, filling them in with some short set tweener stuff. And that's a little more rote, but the daytime stuff is where all their artistic direction comes into play, and knowing how to put people together and then letting them know that that's actually happening, so they don't show up at a workshop and go, hey, I didn't know I was in a George Harrison workshop. I don't know any George Harrison songs. You know what I mean?
Like the Johnny Cash workshop a few years ago.
The Johnny Cash workshop. Yeah. It's just one of those things. And sometimes you never assume that the artists are going to know, a Johnny Cash song.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But see that there's some kind of love for it there. And it also sometimes there's like musical pairings that happen that, like that Vishram Mohan Bat last year with Jerry Douglas. Like I knew that it happened. And the album was even called Bourbon and Rosewater and renamed the workshop that and made that happen, but he hadn't done that show in like a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of doing that stuff, getting, Bella Fleck to play with Too Many Diabate, do a Cora banjo bass workshop thing, and, getting Cora Blund with the Flatlanders, and just people that have something that's in common with one another musically, so...
Well, that's where the real magic comes from, and that's what I started to love about the Folk Fest in the first place, was those workshops where, lots of weird pairings and stuff, and you see people that you wouldn't otherwise go see, right?
No, like, you wouldn't, you don't see, people like, Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Steve Forbert, like, they don't do that, like, they don't do the Jimmy Rogers Woody Guthrie's shtick. Like, yeah. I don't even know if they actually that was, I think, the first time they ever did it live together in any way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, like, you can't have two better people representing the, their heroes than those two, right? So that was super special. And so we'll see. I think we've still got, I've got a ways to go. And this is my third year, and I plan on being around a lot longer. And I think that it's gonna keep on evolving artistically over the next, you know, maybe even 10 years. Who knows? You know, so we're just getting started. It's my only first, you know, three years of maybe a 10-year term. You know, who knows? So
do you still have dreams that you're chasing after? Like, are there still people on the wish list that you're dying to have there someday?
Well, yeah, I don't really. Well, I don't get too hung up over. You know, the Neil Young stuff and going down those roads.
Is that ever going to happen? I mean, come on.
No, it could, but it depends how much energy and resources we want to put into an idea like that.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, it's just he doesn't really do them. And we've tried Montreal Jazz Fest and I, along with the Ottawa Blues Fest, who both have sizable budgets and really good North American reputations for their festival. Just, you know, we just get kind of snubbed for it. So. But yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of cool to like do something like get back to come and have him do something that's way more folk oriented, since he comes from folk roots, totally.
Yeah,
you know, from going up in the certain parts of Los Angeles and stuff. That'd be really cool to see. I'd like to do the Clexico project with La Luna de Nachos, the 10-piece mariachi band, to back them up. They do some special projects like that. I'm looking at maybe like the Texas Tornadoes are kind of starting up a new group next year with Doug Samson lead singing and with Flaco Jimenez and Augie Myers and stuff. So that may be something. I don't know. You know, we try for big stuff sometimes, and it happens, and sometimes it doesn't. So we'll see. I don't want it to be too. It's doing so well with the model we've created over years and years. I don't know if we need to be. Getting crazy big, you know. And if we were ever to do something substantial, we'd do it on a Thursday night,
right?
You know, when we have the capacity. We're pretty much sold out Friday through Sunday anyway.
Yeah.
So we're like, what would a Bob Dylan or Neil Young do to the site if you just like?
Yeah,
you
true
know?
Enough.
I'd almost rather do a Wednesday night concert with something like that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I
separate
suppose
ticket
so.
Or anyway. There's Scoop.
do you have some highlights over the past 3 years that really memorable moments, like folks that came and wowed everybody?
Well, one that wasn't surprising, but probably will be the one that I don't think I'll ever get topped. There's two things in my first year. One was seeing, like, you know, Emmylou Harris and Dan Lenoir doing the Maker
mm-hmm.
on main stage with 80 kilometer winds coming in.
Yeah.
While they're playing the song about God, it's like totally freaky. And I'm just trying to think. Oh yeah, the Dr. John with the Wild Magnolias from New Orleans is really cool, and just even seeing bands like Crooked Still have like a surprise, you know, tweener on Thursday night at the festival last year, and then just everything just totally clicks for them.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is cool. I think Todd Snyder will go over really big this year. You know, Tim Easton and Indio Saravana for songwriter people, and We'll see what our Carolina Chocolate Drops will be really popular. It's hard to pick some favorites. You know, Elliot Brood, like, has never been exposed to that kind of audience before.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll go over great too.
Are there any specific workshops that you're proud of or looking forward to, as far as, you know, something you think something cool is going to happen?
Well, I think the one with Bela Fleck and Too Many Diabate and Mama Kida, he's a bass player from their group. I think that one's going to be really special. I think the Nuevo Boogaloo, like the workshop, the Tex-Mex workshop with Los Lobos and the Iguanas, will be fantastic too. And I don't know. There's so much. There's the Whiskey Women and Death with the Agnostic Mountain Gospel Choir, Elliot Brood, and
Ben Weaver and the Earl Brothers.
There's a whole bunch. I think Friday and Sunday. Late are kind of they're the ones where it's going to be like having trouble figuring out what you're going to go see, I think.
Yeah, I've noticed that. There's a few times where it's,
you know, that's, yeah, there's lots of conflicts, right?
For sure, always.
So, but that's a sign of a good festival, you know. Like, I'd rather have people being challenged to go and check out a bunch of stuff and move around the site
mm-hmm.
than just you know, than just sitting at one stage all day, you know?
Yeah. Any changes coming up this year that folks should know about? You know how us folkies hate change, so we need to know about these things beforehand.
We went back to numbering all the daytime stages.
Did you really?
No.
Excited because I was just complaining about
Shady
that.
We numbered Shady Grove, though.
Well, that's the one that everybody knows where it is. That's the only one we know where it is.
That's the point.
What was wrong with numbers? What was wrong with numbers? Were numbers an outdated concept?
You know what? It's long before me. You have to ask somebody else.
But you have the power, Chris.
Yeah. Well, but not for that. A lot of effort went into naming those stages. The big change is the volunteer party.
What's the deal with that?
Backstage at the festival under La Cuisine, we're building a stage and bringing equipment over there from Shady Grove. And the Cat Empire, the Iguanas, and Jay Crocker and the Electric Apes are playing at that. And we just ordered a bunch of pizza. And we're going to have a good time at the site because everybody's out there anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and it starts at 11 and goes into about 2:30 or whatever. And
yeah.
It'll be a nice way to, you know, to mingle with the performers and volunteers without going all the way back to the Fairmont, you know, like we've been trying to do it for years. So,
all right.
I think that'll be the big change for this year.
Yeah,
that'll be cool. Yeah.
Well, lots to look forward to, I'm sure. And are there any camping passes left? I know people are still asking about that. Are they gone?
Yeah, there's camping passes left. There's not a lot. Get them soon.
And you still got to have a 4-day pass to get a camping pass?
Yeah, you do. You have to have a 4-day. So yeah, I mean, get them now. The advanced ticket deadline is June 30th, and then they get bumped up a bit to our gate price.
Yeah.
So get them before June 30th, save some money, come on out to Birds Hill. I'm sure it'll be nice and hot.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we have fun whether it's raining or whatever's happening, so it doesn't really matter.
But just for those first timers, don't worry, come on out, just try it, you know?
For sure.
I'm sure they'll like it. And it's so close to people. You know, we got to get more and more, I think more and more Winnipeggers and Manitobans have to take it in.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. No. We have such a huge population that comes from other places, and a lot of people from Winnipeg still haven't been out there.
No, so just, you know, it'll be a good year. I think we're back with our new main stage tent again this year, and good volunteer seating and VIP seating and everything. So it's gonna be good.
Excellent. Well, we're definitely looking forward to it, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, nice having
me
on, Jeff.
Band that I know you're a big fan of. You brought them to town quite a few years ago at the Muddy Rivers Music Festival. They're back at the Folk Fest of Flatlanders.
Yes.
All right, we're going to play something from them. Thanks, Chris.
Nice. Take care. Point of view. Bye.
Tell you a tale to remember when the white horse's leap rings of fire. It was a cold night in old Oklahoma, and the show was about to begin. The animals, they were all restless when the star horse broke from her pen. Now she was a mare of high spirit, like a whore on a Saturday night, just a kicking and a bucking past the men that were brushing the elephants in line on their side. Now close to the tent sat a lantern, it was dangerously close to the hay. That mare straight for that lantern that some fool had left there by mistake. Well, up jumps an Indian cowboy, and his lasso whirls through the air. In the full dead middle of danger, he ropes that runaway mare. Now the elephants raised up their trumpets, and one of them broke from her chains. just save the big top from flame. Outside a bar, they turned on their lights and they ordered me out of my car. Man, I was only kidding when I called them a couple of dicks, but still they made me do the stupid human tricks. Now I'm stuck in this jail with a bunch of dumb hicks, and I still don't know.
My thinking is a measure of how much I need a clue. I'm still flying blind, hoping I might find a way to stop my thinking and open up my mind. Well, I don't see too clearly. I wish you'd show me how. If seeing is believing, I believe I need it now. It comes as no surprise, I can't analyze my usual refusal to open up my eyes. My feelings hurt me plenty, not feeling hurts me more. Feelings got me kneeling down, wounded to the core. Not feelings got its charms, but you'll find out who it harms when your lover soon discovers you can't open up your arms. It's like being in a prison, you lock yourself inside. A limited perspective, even with eyes open wide. But I can't walk no more through scenes I've seen before. Why don't you come to me, bring the key, open up the door. It's just love and it's a puzzle, that there is no doubt. Can't do nothing with you, you sure can't do without. Can't learn your part, you won't know where to start till you quit all your questions and open up, just open up your heart. One small suggestion, quit your questions. Open up, just open up your heart. How many hopes
can show as a prisoner's pride. Despair swells with down, lands crowds staring down. How my hopes have these clouds watched die.
That is our good friend Allison Russell of the band Pole Girl, along with Anna Teixeira. And Dion, I think, is also on here. Is she somewhere? No? Maybe not. But they're called Salt, and was pleased to discover them last year in Calgary. And I didn't even know that Allison had another band until Barb told me so. Thanks, Barb. So I went and saw them, and they were pretty great. And then they played last year in Gimli. I don't know how many of you made the trip out there to the Alternative Folk Festival in Gimli. But they were pretty fantastic out there, and they did a show here, and nobody showed up, I don't think. But they'll be back at the Winnipeg Folk Festival doing a couple of things next Saturday, including a great workshop that we'll tell you about in just a second. So we heard Salt there with Motel. We heard Chris Smither from his latest with Open Up. He's terrific. He's been to town a number of times before, I know. I haven't seen him, though, before, I don't think. So I'm looking forward to that. The amazing Todd Snyder before that, who not nearly enough people know who he is. He's a pretty funny, wacky, interesting guy. And I know a lot of people are super excited about seeing him. At the Winnipeg Folk Festival, we went back to his debut with a song that I really love called All Right Guy and the Flatlanders, three legends on their own. Kind of interesting. They got together as a band in the 70s, I guess, and put out a record, and nobody bought it. So they kind of went their own way and became bigger solo artists than they were as a band. And then they got together again as a band and have been putting out great records ever since. So we heard Joe Ely's Indian Cowboy there. And if you saw Joe Ely as part of the that their Four Horsemen show with Lyle Lovett, Guy Clark, and John Hyatt a little while ago, you know how great he is. So definitely go see the Flatlanders when they play on Friday night at the on the main stage or their workshop there. Saturday starts off with I'm telling you, if I had to pick one workshop that I had to go see, if I could only go see one, I think it might be this one. I think this is where something wacky and magical is going to happen. Saturday, 11 o'clock, you go to the Snowberry Field, which I think is stage 3. For one called Cover Tunes USA, and that's always fun when you force guys to do their cover tunes. And Snyder is hosting that, so that's going to be fun. You got Ola Bell in there, Tim Easton, and Chris Smither. So that, I'm telling you, if you have to pick one, that might be it. Although at the same time, there's one called New Songs, Old Songs, which is hosted by Fred Penner. How cool is that? Penny Lang, Christine Lavin, Nielsen, Katrina Nields, and Ted Longbottom also on that. That should be pretty good. There's also a concert going on at that same time at the Little Stage on a Prairie from a guy who will play in just a second. After that one, you got some choices again, some tough, some weird choices. All right, so that ends at 12:15. Then you got, here's what you got to do. I don't even know what to do. This one didn't get none of these ones got the orange highlighter. The orange highlighter means that's where you got to be. The yellow highlighter just means this is something interesting. So you got your choice. You got over at the Big Blue Stem. You got Techno Baubles featuring that one guy who's always interesting, that Final Fantasy that all the kids talk about, and a Boom Pam. That could be interesting. A little bit later at 1:30, you got something called Go-Go Gadgets. Once again, they're making Carrie Latimer do the stupid theremin workshop. I think she did that last year with the Handsome Family and stuff. But so she'll be in there, and Jackson Haldane and Tom Foti will be in there playing the saw and the muck bucket, respectively. Bunch of other interesting folks in that. 12:45, you also have your choice of the old-time Hootenanny, which could be good, featuring the Carolina Chocolate Drops or Crooked Still. That should be a good one. Or 115, you also got the concert with Penny Lang. So there's some interesting choices there for you to make. And I'm still not sure. I think that's lunchtime, and then we'll see where I go from that. But 2:30, that's the next time you gotta split yourself in three at 2:30, because you got your choice. You got two concerts that could be interesting. One, I'm curious about this Ben Weaver guy. He's playing at the Little Stage on the Prairie. I'm curious to go see him, so I might check some of that out. But guaranteed to be. I'm telling you, if you want to go and you want to tap your toe or even dance a little bit if it's not too hot, you go on out to Big Blue Stem at 2:30, and I guarantee you you're going to have a good time at the Elliott Brood concert. Guaranteed. Or there's a great workshop as well, and I have to go to it just to find out what the hell the title means. It's called Cod versus Cows. And I have absolutely, if somebody can explain what that means to me, I probably should have asked Chris Ferrer that, but what the hell Cod versus Cows means. But it features Carolyn Mark, Amy Milan, Jason Collette, Dyad, Joel Plaskett, and Salt. That is a pretty solid lineup right there. So that might be the pick. And then 4 o'clock, I think the place you gotta be, although there are some other choices. If you go to this, then you gotta miss the Chris Smither concert, the Joel Plaskett concert, and the Iguanas concert. But I think it might be worth it to go see their Places I Remember with Stephen Fearing, who's at the festival, but this might be my only chance to see him. You got to love Stephen Fearing. Christine Lavin, Lindsay Jane, Rami Mays, Indio Saravanja, Carrie Latimer, and Death Vessel. So that's I think that one got the orange highlighter. That's a good one. Saturday night is kind of world night. If you want to go home early, I'm giving you permission because I think that's what I'm going to do. You got Ndidi, whatever the heck your last name is, starting things off. The Carolina Chocolate Drops, a lot of people are saying they're pretty smoking hot, so I might stick around for them, you know. Leo Kottke's always good. You got Joel Plaskett in there. You got that Boom Pam. They're kind of like this surf rockabilly kind of a vibe. They come from Tel Aviv, and one of their main instruments is the tuba. So they could be interesting. You got Snyder doing a little tweener. That should be fun. Then you got Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. That's pretty amazing to see them. Then you got that one guy and the Cat Empire. So that's kind of world night, I guess we'll call that, Saturday night there at the festival. So maybe at that T-shirt meeting that I didn't know about, when I find out, maybe on my schedule I'll be working that night. I'd be okay with that, Terry, if you're listening. It's probably a little late for that, but. Anyways, coming back to town, was part of the Folk Fest, guy who was in here in the studio, how many years ago was that, 2003, I guess, he was in here, he was doing a show at the West End Culture Center. Nobody had ever heard of him before. All we knew that he was a part of Broken Social Scene previously. I didn't even know he had solo records, didn't know anything about him, brought him in here. He was pretty charming and had some great tunes. We went to see him at the West End and there was nobody there, but we had a good time. He's since his profile's picked up, so some people know who he is now. So I assume there'll be some people there. And ladies, I mean, not that it matters, but the ladies seem to think that he's good looking. So there you go. Although he wears that weird hat and that strange suit all the time, which maybe one of you ladies could talk to him about. But his name's Jason Collette, and he's got a great record called Idols of Exile. And we're going to hear one that he actually did hear live in the studio a long, long time ago. This one's called We All Lose One Another Along the Way. Birth, and this is death. All in the same.
Hey, this is Jason Collette. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
All the dots, so much silence in this house. fires burn a brand. Someone blazed away as fast as they could go. Someone's left there standing in her old house of coal.
This is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. As he moves through the night,
shoot out the light.
One of the best things about the Folk Fest is that when you're out there, just like strange things happen that you will never forget for the rest of your life. Like all these great festival memories, the stuff that happens out there, like the weird things that happen out there that you just like, I can't believe that happened. That was fantastic. And you never forget it. And one of them last year was hanging out watching the World Cup soccer final with Richard Thompson on a little 14-inch black and white TV behind the corner store. That's a Richard Thompson song there. Shoot Out the Lights is done by Los Lobos, who will be there this year. They were there, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. I can't remember. And who knows? Maybe we'll have some Los Lobos memories 2 weeks from today on the Sunday when they're at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. We heard Nathan in there before that. Let Him Look from Jimson Weed. You love. I mean, if there's anybody out there that doesn't know who Nathan is or has never seen Nathan, you're going to have lots of chances over the weekend at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Go and do yourself a favor. They are fantastic. One of Winnipeg's best bands ever. Such good people and amazing music. They are wonderful. Crooked Still before that, Ain't No Grave. I remember that seeing them do that at the Folk Fest last year, and I had to pick my jaw up off the ground. And then I went to find it, and it wasn't out yet, and I waited and waited and waited, and now it's out on their new record, and it's pretty darn fine. They're going to be playing the main stage this year, and they are pretty darn special. If you didn't see them last year, go see them. Crooked Still. Jason Collette, We All Lose One Another Along the Way. He's an interesting character and always good to see, so that's lots of good stuff. Sunday, let's go down the lineup 2 weeks from today. It starts off easy, but then it gets real, real hard. Sunday is the hard day to navigate. You start off at the Gospel Workshop, as you always should. Go and try to make up for some of your sins for the days before. Yeah, it's a good lineup this year. You got Ola Bell, you got Ndidi, you got Carolina Chocolate Drops, and you got Sarah Dugas, who is the new lead singer of the Ducks, and special guest Jesse Havey, who is the former lead singer of the Ducks. That's pretty cool. Check that out. That's Big Blue Stem, 11 o'clock. Then you go to one, at least for a little while, you go to one called Roll Your Own, featuring, get this, Carolyn Mark, Jason Collette, Salt, Final Fantasy, and Indio is in there as well. You may have to leave early to go see The Kids Are All Right. That's The Ducks, The Cat Empire, and Crooked Still at 12:45. That's pretty good. And you may have to leave that early to go see Todd Snyder in concert. Because when else are you going to see Todd Snyder in concert? I mean, everybody tries to bring him to town, but it never happens. Of course, that means you have to miss Picking and Singing with Jackson Haldane, Mark Sasso, Avelia Brood, and Abigail Washburn, among others. That's a pretty good workshop, but that just doesn't fit in there. 2:15, you got, that one's a pretty easy pick, I think. You go see Pierogies and Pickerel, another weird workshop name. Nathan, Lindsay Jane, Ted Longbottom, Rami Mays, and one of the members of Ola Bell. Then after that, it gets difficult again. You can go for a little while to see You Can't Lose What You Never Had with Penny Lang and Todd Snyder, among others. You might have to leave that early to go see Carolyn Mark in concert. Then at the end of the day, you got one of those tough choices. You got your choice between Whiskey, Women, and Death, the Happy People Workshop with Agnostic Mountain Gospel Choir, Elliot Brood, Ben Weaver, or you got Salt in concert, or you got Nuevo Boogaloo with the Iguanas and Los Lobos. So lots of stuff going on there. I think we got time. Do we have time for one more Bluegrass Guy?
Oh,
Bluegrass Guy is coming in to kick us out again. Damn it. This comes ruin our fun. I think we're going to leave you with a guy who I'm super excited to see. A great songwriter and It's just a guy that you never get to see. Randy Newman's going to be at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, closing it off next Sunday night. Hopefully you'll be there. Come up and say hi if you know who I am. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com. Of course, we'll be here next week. But, you know, we'll see you out at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio, and next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Anyways, here's one from Randy Newman to kick off the before Bluegrass Guy comes in. Thanks for being here.
They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.